The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Hope you had a good weekend. Weekends are certainly not normal any longer, are they? Of course, you know, how do we define normal? And I think all of us realize, hey, I am not accepting this thing of new normal. Don't tell me that, well, this is just the new normal. Nope, not accepting it. This is the abnormal. When will we be back to normal? I don't know. What is normal? I'm not really sure about that. But this is not the new normal. It isn't. But anyway, these are strange, difficult, disconcerting times, and yet there is so much reason to have hope, faith, confidence that God is in control, God knows what he is doing, and we who are followers of Christ, we cling to that, that we serve a God that is above and beyond government, movements. We serve a God that is above and beyond all things. So anyway, Joy and I had a good weekend, got a lot accomplished around the house that we wanted to. Normally this time of year, we would be traveling just about every weekend with our ministry. This would be a big time of year for us. But as most ministries, missionaries, evangelists, meetings all canceled. So we're home and enjoying each other and enjoying other ways of ministering. But anyway, we had a good weekend. We did, and I hope you did as well. And I hope that you made time for worship and for your local church this weekend. When all this started, you know, the online thing was unique. It was different. It was new. It was kind of cool. It was kind of exciting. And numbers of online worshipers skyrocketed. And then many churches went to the drive-in services. And that was cool. It was unique. It was unusual. It was new. It was fresh. Wow. It's getting old. Attendance is dropping online like a rock. Attendance at drive-in services, for the most part, There are some anomalies out there, but attendance at drive-in services across America are declining, and declining rapidly. People are getting tired of not being able to meet together. They're getting tired of listening online. Let me just say this. Don't be weary in well-doing. All right? Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't get tired. And, you know, we will do whatever we need to do to worship. Some churches are beginning to meet inside. Others are doing a blend. They're doing the drive-in and inside. Whatever. Make sure that you are not neglecting times of worship. These are times when we need to hear God's word. This is these are times that we need to worship. These are times that we need to be focused on Scripture. These are times that we need to be focused on the promises of God. These are times that we need to be focused on the gospel, that Jesus died for all people. And again, with all the racial things going on, this is the ultimate message. We're one in Christ. Grace, acceptance, and forgiveness are the watchwords from Scripture. We need to, you know, and by the way, this is going to be misunderstood by some, so I hesitate to say it, but it is absolute truth, so I must say it. We are hearing so much about justice, justice, justice. No justice, no peace. Social justice, equal justice, justice, justice. We are hearing this constantly. And I want to say this carefully, cautiously, but truthfully. Evangelical churches are getting caught up in this. We've got to fight for justice, and we got to protest for justice, and we've got to march for justice. Listen, folks. From a biblical concept, none of us want justice. We want grace. If any of us got what we deserved, if any of us got justice from God, we would be separated from God for all eternity. This overemphasis on a human understanding of justice is very counterproductive. Because, listen, the message of the cross of Jesus Christ is, I surrender my rights. I surrender my rights to God, to Jesus Christ. I bring my rights to the foot of the cross, and I lay them there because I realize I don't have any rights. I was a lost, hell-bound sinner. And if I received justice from God, I'd be doomed. I'd be condemned. The message of Scripture, and get this, is because this is counter to our culture. This is counter to our society. The message of Scripture is, we desire God's grace. And because we are recipients of God's grace, we give that same grace to other people. The biblical message is not, I will demand justice. That's not the biblical message. That's the message that our culture and our society is perpetrating. And here's one of the dangers. This message is infiltrating the church, and we're so afraid of being out of step with culture and out of step with society. We are so afraid of going against the norm, if you will. Christians want to be accepted just as much as anybody else. It's a wrong desire. Because our acceptance can never be in our culture and our society and our accomplishments or our race, the color of our skin or our income. Our acceptance is in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Our acceptance is who God has declared us to be. And I should not seek after the acceptance of other people, whether it's because of the color of my skin or my age or my gender. That is not the message of the church. And yet, the church has been hijacked and preaching the same message as our culture. Now, from a legal standpoint, I understand the desire for justice. We have a constitution. We have laws that need to be obeyed. But the emphasis of the church has never been on justice. Think about that the next time you see all of the signs at the next protest, the next march. Please understand, the message of the church is grace and forgiveness. That's the message that will ultimately bring unity, not division. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Just one more word on this. Words mean something. And we who follow Christ are counterculture, folks. We are, always have been. The followers of Jesus Christ have never fit into common culture. Never. And whenever the church has attempted to fit into culture, we have lost all of our power. We have lost all of our authority. And that has happened many times through the centuries. We have always been countercultural. We don't fit. We don't. And I have started on several occasions developing a sermon series, and I've got to get it done because I want to do this. Sermon series on the things I learned from Sunday school songs. Maybe I've mentioned it to you before. Maybe you've heard me mention it. But you know, when I was growing up, I was in a solid Bible believing church, and we had all kinds of Sunday school songs, and I think most adults thought, well, these are just little kiddie songs, childish songs. Hey, listen, it's an enormous amount of theology in those songs. For instance, "This world is not my home; I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond. This world is not my home." I was taught that as a child. This isn't home. We're just passing through. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. The truth of that song would end all the riots, all the protests, all the prejudice in that little song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Is there a deeper, more profound message than that? How many people could be delivered from discouragement and despondency and even depression if they really understood that Jesus loved them? And once again, this demand for justice, and I haven't talked about it for a while, so to our newer listeners, and I don't have time to go into it in depth, but we often on this program talk about the two kingdoms. If you're a born-again believer, you are a citizen of two totally separate, independent kingdoms that somewhat overlap. I know that sounds contradictory, but it's not. We have a physical kingdom. It depends on where you were born and where you're living. I was born in America. I live in America. So that physical political kingdom that I live in is the United States of America. We have rules, laws. We have a constitution. We have a government. And I am obligated to honor those laws, the government, and so forth. But I am also a citizen of a heavenly kingdom, where Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the Constitution is the Word of God, every single word of it. Usually those two kingdoms live in harmony. Occasionally they do not, and when they do not live in harmony, my first allegiance is to my heavenly kingdom, not my earthly kingdom. And so when we talk about this concept of justice, my first reference is the heavenly description, definition of justice. And I don't want that. I want mercy. I want grace. All right. We need to take a break. End of sermon. We'll be right back.